Hello, Endless fam. My name is Sonali and you're listening to Sonali, the Endless River podcast. Today is the 6th of February and the time is around 1:30 p.m. Tomorrow is my birthday, so yay. Alright, so I received a gift today, a surprise gift from all my best friends, and I got a watch. It's really good. If you're not following me on Instagram, you'll miss it because I posted it on the stories. So yeah, go give me a follow. Well, a little update about what happened yesterday. So I had a couple of meetings yesterday, and I went there and I met a couple of people and stuff for work. And today I have a lot of work to do because tomorrow's my birthday, and I really don't know, like, I have no idea what's going on, like who's planning what and who's not planning what, because my friends are not in town, and obviously it's a weekday, it's Thursday tomorrow, so it's like nobody's getting an off and stuff like that, so it could very well be that I'll be sitting at home. But yeah, but even if I'll sit at home, I would like to do something which gives me, like, which makes me happy. Maybe watch a movie or, I don't know, go out or something. So I'm not really planning to work. Yes, I'll do Instagram stories and all of that, which I really love doing. But apart from that, the client work, I'd much rather do it today. And, you know, in advance, so that I don't have to sit with that tomorrow. So yeah, that's what's going on today. I'm gonna be super busy doing the client work and all of that. Some real research which I gotta do. I have to write a blog post for a client, so yeah, that's gonna take a lot of time. I also have to read the book. I didn't get time to read the book, like, which I'm reading, Think and Grow Rich. It's a great book. I'm loving it so much, so gotta read that book again and stuff like that. So yeah, a lot of work in progress today. So let's see what's gonna happen tomorrow. How was my last birthday? My last birthday was amazing. And I am typically really excited about birthdays in general, and of course when it comes to my birthday, like, I don't know if you know, or I don't know if I mentioned before or something, but I love to, like, I am a person who feels like one day is not enough, so I'm like, birthday week and birthday month, I'm like a birthday month kind of a person. But yeah, so what I generally, like, I always have a plan that when I'm gonna, like, be successful, like in true terms successful, I'm gonna throw, and like, I'm gonna have an entire February party kind of a thing, like meet people and travel and blah 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 blah. That's why it's okay if I work tomorrow, because, like, that's what I aim to do in the future, so I gotta make some sacrifices right now to make sure I earn that. So as of now, the energy I have is pretty positive. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and if I really, like, if someone comes tomorrow, like if some one of my friends give me a visit, or someone, you know, surprises me with something, because I'm not expecting anything, so if someone comes by tomorrow, I'll be really surprised, because I'm really good at surprising, and, like, most of my friends have received at least 1 to 2 surprises from me, and they were amazing. So I'm really proud of being, like, the surpriser. I don't know if that's a word, but yeah. Well, what else do we need to talk about today? I've been, like, I was having a thought, kind of, that I posted a video today on YouTube. I'm really sorry about this background noise. If I don't know if you can hear, but there's one person who's riding a bullet, like the bike, the bullet. And I hate these people. Like, I don't know, there should be some policy to, like, stop this stupid noise pollution that is caused due to this honking and bikes and engines and stuff like that. It's not cool at all. I hate it. It spoils my mood so much. If I was a police, I always kind of imagine, if I was a cop, I would, like, drag this guy and, like, give him 2 raps. How dare you? Anyway, yeah. So going back, like, I have shared today's YouTube video is on, like, so I was on an Instagram live, the weekly Instagram live that I'm doing, like, I have aimed to do it and continue doing it. So it's a footage of a weekly Instagram live that I did, and, like, people were asking me questions, and most of the questions were related to toxic friends. And you know, friends who are not really your friends, but like at that point of time you don't really, because you're inside the mess, right? So you don't really have the judgment that they're not my friends and they're like, you know, they're mean and stuff, and you want someone else to come and tell you that. So these are the friends that, you know, they were asking me questions about that, you know, my friends are criticizing me, my friends laugh at me and blah blah blah, and so silly things. But you know, I remember like changing my decisions when I was in school just because I knew that, you know, my friends will judge me and I don't want to fall in that judgment. I don't want to fall in the radar of where I need to explain why I'm taking such a decision or why I'm doing and why I'm not doing it. And so I would like just change my decision impromptu just to, you know, please them or something like that. But like it kind of just didn't work, because I was like, that decision was mine and it was my judgment, and somehow it was linked to my happiness and what I wanted. And when I changed that, the inside, like my heart knew that the change decision didn't make me happy. So I struggled on and on and on and on throughout my entire school days because of changing decisions just to please other people. Because these people were not paying attention to me. So they didn't care what I wanted. They just kind of, you know, gave me their judgment, and I didn't have the courage to take it head on. So yeah, now when I see myself, I am so like so rigid related to so many things nowadays, because I'm trying to, obviously now I'm in the professional zone. I'm not a student anymore. Now I'm working on my own thing. So I keep getting a lot of opportunities to work with people, or I reach out to people to work with them. But somehow I follow my gut and I trust my gut so much that I really do not, when I feel like this, I don't get, you know, that energy thing you have, like your gut tells you that this person kind of doesn't feel right. But that energy tells me I'm rejecting people all the time, because just their energy is just not right for me. And somehow I feel that if I compromise with this person just for work or for money or for something short term, it will eventually hamper something long term of mine. Okay, and it could very well be that it'll eventually hamper my mindset, which I've been building so vigorously, and that's a heavy price to pay. So you know, I think surrounding yourself with positive people matters so much, like so much. I cannot stress on it. And even if you have to reject other people for that, I mean, yeah, you feel bad. Yes, I do feel bad because I reject people and I try to be soft and nice. But of course, it's rejections. How much can you, like, I don't know, honey it? But then at the end of the day, I think you should listen to what your heart is saying. And I'll just tell you that, for all the missed opportunities and for all the rejections that I got and I gave, there was something better waiting for me, and I just had to keep my faith intact. And at certain points of time, yes, my faith was, you know, kind of shaking. I was in doubt and I was like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? So I would reinstall the faith inside me and be like, no, have faith, just, you know, calm down, just trust him. I would constantly remind myself, I would constantly tell this, you know, inside of me, I would be like, you know, calm down, trust him. I would do that, okay? And, you know, just, I think 2 days, 3 days, 5 days after that, I would get some news. I would like go to meet someone, I would have a call with someone, and it would turn out to be so productive. They would turn out to be the people I want to work with, the kind of people I want to work with. So it's very I don't believe that there are no opportunities. You just you can't sell yourself short. It's just like, if you want a certain kind of a person to date and you keep on dating whoever comes your way, you will eventually lose the opportunity, the chance and the time on finding the correct person, because you're wasting your time with all of these nonsense people, wherein deep within your heart you know that these are not the kind of people that you want to be with, and it won't last. So yeah, I think today I'm gonna talk about, like, this podcast, or yeah, this episode is more about why it's okay to reject and getting rejected, more of why it's okay to reject, because, you know, friends, family, opportunities, people you want to work with, places you want to go, plans you want to go, like you need to, like there's always a barter. You always have to make a choice whether you have to complete your work or you should go out on that that invitation of a friend. Should you complete the client thing or the the something which you are responsible for, or should you go and watch something on TV, a TV show, a game or something, right? It's always a choice. So, and I have to tell you that it's the hard choices that make the most impact. So whenever you feel like, oh my god, this is such a hard choice, you just, your brain, your heart, your soul, your body knows what is the right choice. It's tough, and it's a hint that tough one is the right choice, and everything in your body would be like, oh no, and you would want to go for the, like, I don't know, you want, you would be tempted to go for the easy one, but don't go for it. Stick to what is needed, stick to what is required, reject the people who don't match your vibe, and just trust him, trust God, trust whoever you put your belief and faith in, and just, you know, things will come, things will eventually work out. All right, so someone has been DMing me on Instagram, so let's see, I have to get to them, and it's already been around 11 minutes plus. So yeah, I think this was a good episode. Let's see what happens tomorrow. I hope I get a chance to sit with the podcast tomorrow and let you guys know how I spend my birthday and blah blah blah. I would really want you guys to go and follow me on Instagram if you haven't already, but I really think you are following me on Instagram, because like I'm trying to put my, like I'm trying to kind of distribute this podcast through my Instagram mainly, so I think most people are coming from there. But either ways, if you're not coming from there, let's keep my high hopes. If you're not coming from there, please go and follow me on Instagram at the rate d as in dashing d_endless river. So d_endless river, and you can find me on Google, just search Sonali the Endless River, and you'll find my blogs, and you'll find my website, and you'll find my YouTube and a lot of other things as well. So would love to connect with you if there's anything related to work that we can do together, if you want to hire me or blah blah blah, we'll just see. So yeah, it was great talking to you, and let me know your thoughts. I don't know if you can comment here, but I guess you can. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.